Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grau. Today I'm joined by Nancy Flessner. She is the Secretary for the Greater Livingston County Arts Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
And she also brought somebody with her that I would love if you would introduce, please.
Okay, I'd like to introduce you to Janice Miller, my friend from Bradley, Illinois, who is the Executive Director of the Merchant Street Art Gallery for Artists of Autism.
Wow. Well, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. There's a big event happening in Pontiac with the all involvement right here in April. Would you like to tell us about this, Janice?
Certainly. April is Autism Awareness Month. That's the reason we are here at that time. And this event will feature artists from Merchant Street Art Gallery of Artists with Autism. They are bringing their art here, and we'll have an opportunity to talk about it and present their art, each piece of their art, to the people that are there on the 7th of April. I think they're starting about 4:30, and they'll be at the Pontiac Arts Center. This will be really exciting. We have artists with many different venues, so some of them enjoy clay, others enjoy acrylics. So it'll be a lot of different things for you to see.
Now, the bigger story of this, too, which that will definitely be exciting, is you're one of three in the nation.
We are.
Okay.
The other galleries that serve people with autism are on the East Coast, so we're the only ones serving the Midwest or even the West Coast, for that matter.
So this can bring a lot of people in from everywhere, right?
Exactly.
Where are your artists from, since this is the only thing local?
We have artists from Chicago, from Tucson, and the rest of them are from Kankakee County. Some of them as far west as Hersher and Reddick, that area. That's west. And so they're all over the county our artists are coming from. And they range in age from about 6 to 25 years old.
Well, that's really exciting. So, Nancy, what's this mean to the Greater Livingston County Arts Council and the Pontiac Community Arts Center to have this happening here in Pontiac?
Well, we're really excited to have this. This is really the first opening and show that we've had featuring artists that are out of Livingston County. As you know, most of our artists are from the Livingston County area. And with the forming of the Greater Livingston County Arts Council last year, our main goal is to do educational programs and to promote art education in Livingston County. So by partnering with the Merchant Street artists, bringing them over here, we're not only bringing the autism awareness into Livingston County, we're also bringing artists into this area that other people can enjoy as well and learn about their art.
One curiosity I have is, are you guys looking to get some new artists with autism to join the Merchant Street group?
Would love that. We are only 2.5 years old, and still we are still trying to get the word out there that we exist. And our mission is to serve more artists because we are trying to give them the skills that they need to be able to support themselves using their art. And in order to do that, they have to develop the social skills and so forth.
So this is going to be a big deal. Do you have school groups coming in? Do you do tours like that throughout the day?
We haven't got anything planned for that. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to bring the artists over from the Kankakee area on Saturday the 7th. We're going to do some tours of Pontiac here so they can learn about the murals that we have. We're real excited to show those off. We're also excited for them to see the museums. And we're basically excited for them to see the Pontiac Community Arts Center itself so that they can see what other artists are doing and get a little bit more experience that way. And to visit with our artists so that they'll encourage us, we'll encourage them, and have this open to the public for a month.
With all the things Pontiac has, that could give a lot of people a lot of inspiration for artwork, couldn't it?
It certainly can. And our artists have trouble kind of going to new places, and so they have not seen a lot of other people's art. So I'm really excited that they will get to come here and have that opportunity.
I was going to say, that is a lot of opportunity. So many things, isn't it? Is anything else planned throughout the month with your show opening? You said the 7th, right?
The show is opening on the 7th, and the art will be on display at the Joe Bailey Gallery there at Pontiac Community Arts Center for the entire month. And all of the pieces will be for sale, so that we're hoping some people will come in and enjoy the art as much as we do and take a piece or two home and display it proudly in their own home.
I'm sure you'll be back to Pontiac too, right?
Certainly we will. And we're also having a show in our gallery in Kankakee It opens on the 13th of April, so a week later. So we're pushing those artists this month. And we'll be opening a show called The Colors of Spring.
Nice. That's going to be very nice.
What's the name of the show here?
This show here is called Discover Autism.
Wow. That, so many things could be done with that kind of inspiration, too. It'll be really interesting to see everybody's take on it throughout their artwork. Is there anything else you guys would like to tell us about your organization or the event happening or how people can get involved?
Anybody that would like to come in and visit the Pontiac Community Arts Center at 209 West Madison Street is more than welcome to come in and see our local artists at work. We have some fantastic pieces in there right now that are new. We've drew in some new artists, and we have some artists that have been there since the beginning. We're real excited about our new place down there. We've done a lot of refurnishing and everything, and we're going to have a pottery studio in the back that will be opening next month. So we're really expanding with that. We've got shows lined up for every single month, and we're also got demonstrations and classes going on. So we're hoping people will just come in, take a look around, and enjoy it as much as we do.
And if they indeed there is someone who is interested in being involved with Merchant Street Art Gallery in Kankakee, we are always, like I said, mentioned, looking for those artists. We have a gallery and a gift shop, too, and encouraging people to come and visit us.
Very good. We've been speaking with Nancy Flessner and Janice Miller. They are with the Merchant Street
Art Gallery of Artists with Autism.
Very good. And Nancy is also with the Greater Livingston County Arts Council. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.